Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp number for questions, queries, and comments. 47913 if you still use SMS. And don't forget, Voice of the Cape, our Instagram page, Twitter page, and of course, Facebook page. Plenty to check out. Home Affairs Minister Malusi Gigaba has provided feedback to the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs in Parliament concerning the naturalisation of members of the Gupta family. Online is Craig Smith, immigration attorney from Craig Smith and Attorneys. Craig, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Shafiq.
I'm still trying to make head or tail of it. I'm told that Gupta's applications appealed, rejected. One of them left the country for 9 days, didn't qualify to be South African, and that AJ, the wanted man, doesn't even have a South African passport. He travels with Indian documents.
Shafiq, this is I'm probably in the same position as you, because for me as a lawyer, you would obviously want to ensure that there's the rule of law, and you would want to ensure that citizenship, and in this case, naturalization, is adjudicated and granted in accordance with the law. The latest we hear, which is a reinforcement from the minister, is, in fact, the predecessor was Mkhize, now Gigaba's back, but they say the same thing. They're singing off the same script, and they say there was nothing untoward in terms of the issuance of citizenship. If you look at how this unfolds in accordance with the law, the minister does have powers in terms of the South African Citizenship Act under exceptional circumstances in the one instance to say we will grant early naturalization. So the minister actually says, well, I'm exercising my powers to grant the family citizenship even though the period is actually 10 years. Home Affairs refers to a 5-year period, and actually incorrect. The regulations prescribe 10 years. But it's quite interesting because where just as quickly as Home Affairs would be seen to have given them benefit, you would expect Home Affairs, if they are carrying out their ethical responsibilities in terms of our constitution, would similarly say, well, you've got to take the good with the bad. So if there is now information which is adverse, you would expect Home Affairs to consider saying, hang on, we have the right to now deprive these people of their citizenship. But you don't hear anything about deprivation. You simply hear the same old reinforcement of their citizenship. Now, technically, in my view, as I've always maintained, for the Guptas to have got citizenship, one of the points which hasn't really been brought to light is the fact that they would have had to have renounced their Indian nationality.
And that's the point, yes, isn't it?
Indeed, because there's no evidence, and when I did previous interviews on this, and it was confirmed by the Indian consul, that there was never any renunciation. They would have to have given evidence to our Home Affairs, to evidence from the Indian authorities that they have renounced their Indian nationality. And that, once again, is the rule of law. And everyone has to do that in order to qualify for their nationality. Now, they didn't do that, so they shouldn't have been eligible in the first place. So, you know, they have rather, as a matter of convenience, ignored points that they may consider peripheral, but these points are very material. And I wonder why, which was the initial point in terms of exceptional circumstances and fast-tracking naturalization based on business investment, that same company that they spoke about, Oak Bay, with the 7,000 or 7,500-odd employees, the ex-CEO and colleagues surrounding Oak Bay seem to be indicted. And to me, this should be something that Home Affairs should be investigating as to whether there's sufficient adverse circumstances to pull their citizenship.
Yeah, in fact, as you began to speak, I was actually thinking about that, that surely that should be the next thought for Home Affairs. It doesn't seem to be. It seems as if the minister today was on Project Defensive. He was playing a defensive shot. He certainly wasn't trying to hit a six or anything like that.
Yeah, look, I mean, with respect to the various portfolio committees, you're only as good as the questions you ask. So if you're not proficient in immigration and citizenship, you know, what the minister has done prior is he sent in the Director General, Ableni, to give some explanation why they followed the letter of the law. But as I said, they are ignoring certain material aspects. And, you know, anyone else who wants to apply for citizenship as on the basis of naturalization would have to show 10 years, would have to have shown that they've renounced their citizenship, would have had to have crossed the T's and dotted the I's. Now, it's unfortunate that they don't focus on the negative news, and whether we like it or not, the Guptas are no longer the flavor of the month. But it is quite surprising that the department, especially in light of the new cabinet and the new president, we would have thought that the department would take a slightly different angle on their earlier decision. Instead, they steadfastly stick to the decision, and somewhere along the line, if the matter is being taken to court, I think they're going to have a hard time justifying this exercise of discretion.
No, absolutely. And of course, it sends unfortunate messages, doesn't it? Because almost on a daily basis, I drive past a customs house in town, and I look over the edge of the bridge and I see those queues and all those people just trying to get a piece of paper, and the Guptas cruise in and everything falls on a plate. You know, it's unfair, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, it sends out an unfortunate message that there are two sets of laws, those who are the ones well-connected and wealthy and those who are not. You know, when a normal applicant wants naturalization, Home Affairs will in fact go delve back into their permanent residence to see that their whole path to citizenship has been correct. And that would be the normal everyday person applying for naturalization, which would mean this. The Guptas apparently got their permanent residence in 2008. But we know that the Guptas were running a multitude of businesses and receiving tenders, very active in those days. And in fact, the permanent residence requirements are quite restrictive in the sense that it doesn't allow you to literally, you would have a business visa or permanent residence to run a particular business, but it doesn't give you carte blanche to open up 10 different companies and prospect for tenders. And so my question is one of, well, why didn't they do due diligence like they do for everybody else and go right back to the initial stages of them initially getting their work visas or business visas, then to permanent residence, and then if they still, you know, pass the muster of compliance, then entertain their naturalization? But there doesn't seem to be that inclination to want to do that. And what one draws from that, you know, unfortunately, Home Affairs are telling us, well, there's nothing untoward. But, I mean, if it was audited and it was transparent, I think the reality is a different story.
No, absolutely. And I suppose we have to be grateful in the sense that we are beginning to see the truth. But, boy, I mean, what a long road to get to it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in typical legal parlance, you know, in many cases where a decision is made, people often are inclined to go back to court, for example, where there's a change of circumstances. And my position here is, you know, if Home Affairs made a mistake and wanted to sort of reiterate to the public, and as a matter of public interest, that we're here to uphold the law, I really would have expected the minister to show a different face, to put it out there that, you know, this matter warrants further investigation. But it is quite unfortunate that, you know, he has stuck to his guns, and he was the one that exercised his discretion under exceptional circumstances under the Citizenship Act to really bend over backwards for the Guptas. And similarly, the very basis for those exceptional circumstances, we now find out, are potentially linked to rather nefarious conduct on the part of the Guptas in certain companies, like Oak Bay. And so I would wonder, if there were certain prosecutions that were successful, would we be, which the minister is entitled to deprive them of their citizenship and say, no, you are not welcome here, you persona non grata. And that would be interesting, but I'm quite concerned that nothing's going to be done.
Craig Smith, professional immigration attorney, thanks for chatting to us about Home Affairs Minister Malusi Gigaba's performance in Parliament today. And the takeaway point right now is Ajay Gupta still travels on an Indian passport, no South African citizenship, and huge question marks about the rest of the family. Craig Smith, thanks for chatting to us.
Pleasure, Shafiq. Thanks for having me.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Do you need to raise funds for your school, sports club, or organization? So Pietersburg Kenilworth offers a fun and exciting fundraising opportunity. Call 021-671-6191 to find out more. T's and C's apply. So Pietersburg Kenilworth, people with a taste for life and community. Proudly supports Saving Water.
Excellent Meat Market brings you this week's Wow Wednesday Blitz. Whole and half fresh lamb class A. Selling at cost price, only R83.99 per kilogram. That's right, whole and half fresh lamb class A. R83.99 per kilogram. You've heard right, whole and half fresh lamb class A. Only R83.99 per kilogram. Don't miss out on the best Wow Wednesday Blitz. Valid at all stores. All our products are quality guaranteed. Or your money back. Excellent Meat Market. Committed to excellence.